Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. This is Sean Tannenbaum again. I'm a psychic medium who sees and talks to spirit, just like I talk to you guys, speak to angels and archangels. Each episode, I'll take some callers for short readings to try to help everyone out and answer questions you might have. If you want more, if you want a full reading, which is usually about an hour to an hour and a half, you can call me at 516-400-6427. Or email me at Sean, that's S-H-A-U-N, dot Tannenbaum, T-A-N-N-E-N-B-A-U-M, at gmail.com. So before I start today's show, I got a message from one of the angels today at work. I wanted to bring that up. I'm just going to read it to you because I quickly wrote it down as I was typing it. On the job, I work as a paralegal during the day. So Archangel Gabriel came to me, and this is what he said. People can change. Many forget this when they view others. Every person is a culmination of many events and emotions that make them who they are now. You cannot judge a person solely on their past, for if you live in the past, you can never move forward. We ask that everyone start living in the present, the now. Do not judge others or yourself on past events. The only reason to view the past is to grow and learn from it. Do not bring the past energy with you into the present. When you live and think in the present, you view the world and others in a new way. So this brings up a good point. A lot of people right now are taking everything that happened in the past and bringing it into the now. And that's not helping anyone. So one quick exercise that I suggest everyone do, try once a day, takes a couple seconds, is to sit in a quiet place or wherever you are, take a deep breath in and let a deep breath out, and just listen, feel what's going on around you, whether it be you hear the fan moving, you hear birds singing, you feel the wind against your face. You just do this for, let's say, a minute each day, and it takes you out of all thought and takes you living in the now, in the present. And it's a great way to clear your mind when you need to think better or when you're getting angry. It just takes less than a minute. It's a great exercise, and it's a great start if you want to start meditation. So I suggest everyone do that every once in a while just to take yourself and put yourself in the right place before you make any rash decisions, or if you just want to think clearly. Thank you for listening. I am going to take the first caller. Hi, how are you today?
Hello. I'm good. Hi. How are you, Sean?
I'm good. So, well, how can I help you today?
Yeah. Okay, so Sean, I have been looking for a new job for a while. It has been kind of challenging. I'm also trying to transition out of the industry that I've been in for so many years into just any other industry that, because I do believe my skills are transferable. So I want to be like an executive assistant, and that's what I was doing before. So I don't know. I'm just wondering to see if you see me getting a new job.
All right. Absolutely. Just takes a second for me to get into the zone. Once I do, I'm good. All right. Okay. Okay, sorry about the delay.
It's okay.
All right, sorry, I had a crazy meditation before this and it kind of threw me off. First of all, do you have kids or do you work with kids?
No.
I'm sorry? I couldn't hear that.
I don't have kids, no, and I don't work with kids.
Okay. No, it's strange because, well, it could be a message from the other side. I saw a teddy bear and a chalkboard like you used to pretend to be a teacher when you were a kid. I'm sorry, if it doesn't fit, don't make it.
Okay.
All right. Okay. All right. All right, first person that came through for me is an older woman. I would say in her 80s. She's a big tea drinker. Still has a full head of hair, kind of grayish, dark hair. All right. All right. All right, you have to give me specifics, sorry. First thing she said to me is why are you rushing? you're safe where you are right now. There's no rush. All right.
Yeah, but I'm not happy, and I really don't like the work that I do there.
Yeah. No, what she's saying is it's not like you're out of a job right now. All right.
No, I'm not. I'm not out of a job.
No, I know. This is them just talking what their mind's saying. Okay. First thing. Now, are you looking to be an assistant? Because she's telling me you are more like a manager position.
I mean, I'm looking to be like an office manager, an executive assistant, but it doesn't matter. I feel like all these administrative, they're all one, you know, they all kind of like mingle into one position, you know?
I gotcha. All right. Because she's showing me as you being a manager, I can't talk today, a manager position instead of like an assistant. Is that what you went for school for?
No. No.
Okay.
I went to school to be a legal secretary. I work in a law firm. I don't want to work in a law firm anymore. I want out of this industry. I'm not interested in working for attorneys. I've been doing it for 26 years. It's time to close this chapter and move on. And that is it.
Absolutely. That makes sense. I worked in a law firm for 16 years. I understand.
You totally get it. Thank God.
Yes, absolutely. All right. I have another person here that's coming through. He's much more talkative. All right. Okay. Do you mean actually Broadway or Broadway, like she's going to work on a place on Broadway?
That's probably like in Manhattan.
Well, he said you're going to be working at a place like on Broadway, but Broadway could be, you know, Hicksville. There's a Broadway road.
Yeah.
All right. Now, the thing I'm getting two different things. One is like a manager at a health pl- place as far as like medical, and the other is like a business managing other businesses. But let me see. Do you know a Kathy?
I don't.
Well, apparently, you're going to meet someone named Kathy who's going to push you in the right direction. I'm seeing towards the end of the fall, but my timelines are, you know, they sometimes exact, sometimes not. All right, let's talk about her, please. I don't know who this is. There's a, it's an older guy. He's talking about his barbecue. What happened to his barbecue? And I'm like, let's keep on track here.
Well, maybe that could be my dad. He could be talking about, you know, the house I grew up in. They did some construction in the backyard, and he's probably talking about that.
Yeah. I don't know if he had a barbecue pit or just, like, a really nice barbecue when he was alive. All right. Yeah. I'm not going to curse on the radio.
Mm.
He basically said, it's enough of you taking their you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, apparently,
at the
I
end
think,
of the fall. Yeah.
I'm seeing maybe not the end because it's like October. That's not really the end. October, November. The first thing I saw was October. That's kind of mid fall. But,
is this woman a recruiter or is she like HR or something like that? This Kathy Lee.
Let me see. Yeah. Okay.
Recruiters are the worst.
No. Hold on. Sorry, he's mad that they're not giving you the respect that you deserve at that place. Because he said you started working there on like a word processor.
Hmm.
All right. Apparently Kathy's like a nice person who's working at this one place who's going to call you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right, hold on. Do you live near the city?
I'm close. I'm not that far.
Okay. Good, because I have a feeling it's going to be there. That's why. and I hate to say that if you live in
No,
Riverhead.
Not at all. I mean, I want to go back to... No. I want to go back to the city, to be honest with you. Sean, I do.
Okay. Apparently, yeah. Apparently, it's going to be in the city. This lady named Kathy is going to be calling you. Now, are you using a website to find jobs?
Yes, everything. Indeed, ZipRecruiter. I'm on LinkedIn. I go crazy.
Because that's how you're going to get it.
Yeah, it's not through a recruiter. I know. It's just me submitting my resume.
Yeah. All right.
Hmm.
All right, enough with Kathy. Let's go. Okay. I guess, was your dad, like, very smart with money?
I don't really know.
Apparently, I guess you have... things that can cross over to the new job. I don't know whether if it's a retirement fund or something like that.
Well, yeah, that's what I want to do. I have a 401k, and I eventually want to take that 401k and put it into the next 401k, the next company that I go into. I want to do that, Sean.
Yeah.
You know, Sean, I don't even have medical benefits where I'm at right now. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Absolutely. He's just telling me to make sure you do...
Is there anything else you can tell me about this new job, Sean? Because you said manager health place.
Yeah, that was the first thing I saw. All right. Yeah. I see it's like a health-related or medical-related place, but I don't see you like in a doctor's office. It's like an actual office.
No. Yeah. Maybe they do. They work with the industry of health and medical.
That makes sense because he says you, like they work with other businesses. Or maybe they help run other businesses. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Is your mom still around?
No, my mother passed away, Sean.
Okay. Well, maybe that's what he meant. Okay. Oh. All right, he's really not going into details. I'm sorry, I couldn't be more specific.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck with everything. I appreciate you calling
in. Thank you so much. Thank you. Bye, Sean.
Well, bye.
Bye.
Okay. Hi, how can I help you tonight?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Hope you're doing
good.
Well.
How can I help you?
Something happened today at work. Someone that I work with, that I'm friends with, has been removed to another department. I'm pretty good friends with this person, and it's actually been kind of difficult for me because it's just been difficult for me hearing this news today, so I wanted to know if anyone from the other side had any advice for me in regards to this.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just going to start saying what I'm getting. But was this person, like, your only real friend there?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they're telling me that you feel lonely there and you don't like it. All right. Okay. All right. All right. I'm going to try to get someone you know through because I'm hearing from the angels right now.
The angels. Okay.
They're confused by you, actually. They said you have a spark, something many people can see, but you don't let anyone in. And they're confused by that.
My coworker or?
No, in general.
Who's confused? I was confused. Who's confused?
I'm talking to one of the angels, Archangel Raphael, actually. And he says, you have such a spark in you, and you I don't know, do you push people away?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's why they're confused. They said you have such a great personality, and sorry, if you want me to stop, tell me. But okay. Well, can you give me advice about the coworker? They're giving you like life advice.
I want to hear it. I want to hear the advice. Because I actually was thinking about the fact that I don't open up to other people, and why is it only one that, like, why am I so dependent on just one friend?
I gotcha. Oh. Wow, you have a lot of angels here talking. All right. First thing they're saying is it's time to let the light in. I don't know if your house is dark too.
Yeah, it is.
They're showing. Yeah. They're just saying it's time to let the light in, and it's time to open up. I don't know if you were hurt in the past, and that's why you're very protective. But that's the kind of feeling I'm getting. All right. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. They're pretty much saying that you can bring so much joy to other people, because according to them, you're very funny and you see the world in a funny way, because I guess almost like you joke about it because you don't want to take it seriously.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. Is your, I don't know if your mom's still alive, but she was very like that.
Yeah, she's alive.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, she's alive.
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened to her, but she became very closed off as well. I don't know if she passed that down to you because she has a little bit of she's hurting. Almost like she's cold. All right. The first thing they're suggesting is, have you made plans with that coworker outside of work?
No, I haven't.
I think you should. Because I think it's going to be good for you, and it'll keep you connected. Yeah, they're telling me you have to respect yourself more. I don't know if you just... if you have a lot of clutter in the house? Yeah, I don't know if that's true. Yeah. They're saying you have to respect yourself more. You're a beautiful person. But, you have to see that as well. Do you write your dreams down? Because they're kind of very eye-opening.
No. Normally, I don't have time.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that. It broke up.
I'll do that more often. But normally, I don't have time to, because work is early in the morning, so I don't really have a chance to.
I gotcha. That's definitely hard. All right. Apparently, I don't know if this is true, but I think you have a lot of money saved up that you don't use.
They yeah,
want you to start.
I'm trying to buy a phone.
Yeah, they want you to just. They want you to take a little bit and spend it on yourself.
Okay.
All right. It's amazing. I want the best for you. You have a beautiful personality, a beautiful heart, and you just have to know it and show everyone else, and they're going to come to you. Is your bed comfortable? I don't know why they're saying your bed is not comfortable, and you should work on that.
Yeah, it's not natural, but yeah, that's funny.
Oh, yeah, but that's what they're saying. Like, you know, spend money. You know, you deserve to live comfortably. And according to them, you're... Well, I can't think of the word. You are almost like being mean to others by not showing them who you really are, because they're missing out too. Oh, it's funny. That's weird. Now they're telling me things just so you know they're there. Do you like cats?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They're just telling me things that they know, like that you know they're with you and they're watching.
So,
all right.
Well, so will I be able to be financially like independent? And like, my goal is to kind of get a place on my own. Do they see that happening?
All right. All right. Sorry, futures are a little harder. Let's see. I love when they yell at me. They're like, let's see. I'm seeing that you will be more independent. I don't know if you are you doing stuff on the side?
Well, I really have been trying to have a normal life and get a normal job, but every time I work in corporate America, and it just doesn't ever work out. So I'm being forced to kind of do something on the side at this point. That's what it feels like. So I'm thinking of doing like poetry or something creative. But
yeah,
I also like this.
That's exactly what they're saying. And they're saying once you start opening up, you're going to be, they're saying an office environment is not for you. And,
yeah.
Oh, wow. Cool. I see you working like directly with people and like almost, I don't know if it's a restaurant kind of place, but it's somewhere where you're actually going to be able to work and also like maybe do your poetry or something like that there. All right. Hold on. Yeah. They said they promise you, if you start opening up to the world's going to give you what you want. Yeah. That's really cool. You really have a creative mind, and you need to be doing that. All right. Have you shown anyone your writing?
No. I just
yeah.
I haven't. I just mostly journal. Yeah. So actually, one time I showed my sister a poem, and she thought I copied it from the internet.
Yeah. Well, that saying it's really good, and people need to see it, and that's going to open up doors for you. Whether it be your journal or whether you write something or poetry, you're very good at expressing yourself that way. And all right. Oh, I'm excited for you. I can't wait for things to start moving. But you really need to learn to open up and love yourself. I don't know why, but they said you're excited to have your own place with your own couch. I don't know why the couch is a big deal, but all right.
Yeah.
So the first thing, well, there's steps. Step one is open and get some light in that house. But besides that, you call the other person, make plans, start, opening yourself up. And that's a safe way to do it because they that other person likes you.
Mm-hmm.
Aw. She said, "No more crying, my dear, and no more looking down. It's time to look up and open to the light." Well, I'm excited for you. There's good things coming.
That's good. Oddly, I feel like deep down I know that everything happens for a reason and that everything is going to be okay, but it's hard when things change.
Of course, absolutely. Nobody likes change, but unfortunately without change, things can't get better. Maybe this happens so you'll be pushed to get out there more and open up. And that's just going to open up more doors for you. All right.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You have a wonderful night. I look forward to hearing about your good things and endeavors.
Thank you. Blessings of joy and abundance to you and everyone on the call.
Aw, you too. I'll talk to you soon. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good evening, Sean. I'm great. And how are you? This is Caroline.
Oh, from the last call? From the last time?
Yeah. Yes. I tried to contact you.
Spoke, and I said, I am going to send out a message saying I'm going to give a discount to people that are calling in and people that hear me on Blog Talk Radio.
Great timing, right? I do have kind of an urgent question, only because it's in my mind and doesn't want to go away. May I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Oh, hey. And I will follow up with, you know, please follow up because I'm interested, and I have a friend as well who wants to get a reading with you. So that'll be
perfect.
Yeah. So I like to follow up whenever whenever you have a chance, you know.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So it's my first question. It's really in regards to the business and the financing, and when is that coming? What is the process? How am I going to get it?
Okay. All right. Did something happen recently that actually was a good step?
Yes. I think it's the beginning. I have a new client, and it's been nonstop workload, which I love, you know. And that was another question that I was going to have. So that, yes, I do have.
Okay, that's great.
Yes, it is. I walk around smiling. I don't know where
Amazing.
It came from. It came. It's God-given, you know.
Absolutely. Oh, God. I don't remember a lot when I do, like, this kind of stuff, because I guess my head is half here, half there. So it's almost like when you call in, it's like a whole new thing. I do remember your amazing mind, though.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yes. I didn't want to bring it up. I need a confirmation on that.
No. I felt it as soon as you called in. That's how you said your name. I'm like, that is her.
Oh. That's beautiful.
I have actually, he's not that old. I would say he's in his maybe 60s, or maybe he looks good for his age, but his high 60s. Yeah. He's not a lot of hair, but he has a little bit of hair. And, all right. he's actually very funny. First thing he says is, you always learn it step by step. You can't get the whole, his word, shebang, all at once.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. As soon as I said shebang, a firework went out.
That's cute.
I mean, it was the exact moment a firecracker or work went off. All right. Oh. Okay. Apparently, according to him, it's going to be a step-by-step process. Now, I don't remember what we spoke about, or if there was, is there some kind of, like, something in the works to get you money?
Whoa. Not that I know of, but what is it? And is it through a person? Is it behind, is it happened behind the scenes or something?
Let's see. I'm trying to get specifics because.
Yes. Beautiful.
I don't know much about financial stuff. Does a grant give you money?
Yes, a grant is the best thing because a grant you never have to pay back. You know, it's not like a loan, you know, in the bank. A grant is like a gift. don't have to pay it.
Yeah, that's
been
what
on
he's
my
talking.
Mind.
About.
Yes, that's
he said
been on
something's
my mind.
In the works where you're going to get a grant. I personally don't even know what that is, but that's what he's saying.
Anybody can apply for it. There's all types of grants, government grants. Actually, corporate grants, state grants. There's grants from give out money, you know. It could be anything, but millions of them. Yeah, it's the best way to get money. It's through a grant. You don't have to pay it back.
Okay.
You have to qualify.
Well, that's...
You have to qualify. Certain criteria.
Yeah. But no, he says it's going to involve your work, and that's in the works. That's coming to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't apply for anything, or is it like a person that's going to give it as a grant?
I'm laughing because he's making jokes.
It's either my dad or my brother. They're both funny. My dad died. He was 66. While back. And my brother died, but he wasn't even 60 yet, but close. So it's one of them.
Well, like I said, this guy's kind of, it's almost like, I wouldn't say he's balding, but he's got little wisps of hair, I guess. He's kind of, go ahead.
No, I was thinking my brother and my dad had a lot of hair, so that might not. Yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah, like very, very average, like weight. He's wearing a red shirt with a. Yeah. Okay.
No, not my. Yeah, that's not my. My brother and my they. I don't think they were too fond of red. They like green.
Maybe
it was a
grandfather. Yeah.
Thing.
But okay. Let's see.
Well, I appreciate
it's
him
funny.
For giving me these. Whoever
yeah, you never know. It could be a grandfather. It could be you know.
Yes, right. I love it.
Okay. All right. He shows me the grant is in your future, and also this client that you're dealing with has connections.
Yes, and I've been feeling it, Sean. I just been feeling that there's one lady in particular that I just feel that. That she, I don't know why I felt so strong, and actually she was, she has a show, she was on the show, and I felt this great connection with her. You know, I have this great connection with my client. I have this connection with a specific lady, and as I'm walking around the house sometimes, I feel like something's coming from her. Why do I feel this? I don't know.
Well, because... I said, you're going to get a connection through this, and it's going to be great.
Oh, my. I felt it. She's so friendly, so loving, that I felt it from moment one when she said hello. You know, like as a really like-minded person, you know, and she has gone through a lot. So, oh, that's so beautiful. I feel it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's great. So I have another question.
Okay.
Do you see a move soon?
Okay, let's see.
Residential, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Now, I have two beautiful places that I love. One is always by the ocean, but then, you know, the state that I live in, there's always floods going on, but it's just my dream, ultimately, is to live by the beach. But also, there's another town. It's a city. Princeton. You heard of Princeton, right? Princeton University.
Yeah.
So I have this fondness for Princeton. I don't know why. To me, it's like just very safe, which I need. It's very safe, and it has a downtown, and it has that lifestyle that I love, going to cafes. It has everything, restaurants, everything.
Yeah.
So it's a beautiful town that I've been praying for to move.
Gotcha. All right, let's see. Oh, God. Sometimes when they come through, it's very hard to control them. This is a weird question. Do you walk around barefoot?
Oh, yes. My gosh. Oh, my life. Now. Right now. Oh, my life. I love it. Not on the street, just the house. Nothing.
No, I know.
The grass. He's
laughing. He's like, I'm sure he's shocked you haven't like stubbed your toe or broke something.
That I hit my toe all the time, like.
Oh,
doors.
Okay. That's
yeah.
What he's talking about then.
The sock right. Woman. That and my elbows as well. The klutz. Klutz is the word.
Oh.
Not so.
Yeah, no, he's laughing. He's like, she's always got shoes off.
Yes. Even when I was little, it's like I'd get home and take the shoes off, and even in the winter time, you know, if there's a rug, yeah, you know, or something heated.
I gotcha. All right, let me see if I can get a detail on where.
Okay.
Well, apparently he says you would love the beach, but you would be more productive in like a city.
Yeah, that's true. That's exactly it. Maybe a vacation home. Yes. That's so true. I agree with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's not giving me an exact place.
Yeah. And he, Princeton? Or...
No, I said he's not giving me, like, an exact place where you'll be.
Okay.
All right.
It's okay with that. Do you see more clients coming as well?
More what?
Clients.
Oh. All right, let's. Okay, let's get off the feet. Where you're moving, there's going to be, I don't know if it's like stone floors or like tile floors.
Yeah.
So he said, just be careful.
Oh.
All right.
That's beautiful. I love that. Oh.
Yeah. All right.
That's so beautiful.
According to them, yes, you're going to have more clients. Like I said, with this one person that you were talking about, they know like other connections that you don't even realize.
Like
different businesses that can use your help.
Yeah. Yeah, slowly she tells me things. And because sometimes I have to reach out to them, you know, because we want to set up live events, so that happened already. But I think that she's keeping it she's very conservative, so she's keeping it to herself, you know. And I think I don't know why she's keeping it to herself when I feel things, you know. I just feel that she's wants to keep me because I do such a great job for her. I do the job of five people, all volunteer right now, you know. But I think she likes that, and she wants to keep it a secret. She actually tells me she wants to keep it a secret, you know. I feel it. I don't know. Are my feelings correct?
Okay, let's see. All right. They're saying she's conservative in the sense that she wants to make sure before she refers you to other people that you're competent.
Yeah, well.
But
haven't I shown her by now? Because I have done such different things like marketing for her, PR stuff for her.
I gotcha.
Everything. Everything, you know, that she needs.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's going to happen. According to them, it's definitely going to happen where you're going to, like, almost like tree branches out.
Really?
But, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful.
I have to go, but I will email you later today.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Sean.
My,
you did all this wonderful
my
job.
Pleasure.
Okay. Have a lovely evening.
You
speak
too.
Speak to you soon.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye now.
Hi, good evening. How you doing?
Hi, Sean.
How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. So how can I help you today?
You know, I just want to see. My father passed away 25 years ago today. And I just want to see if anything comes through with him, my mother, or anyone else.
Okay, absolutely. I couldn't hear all of that because it was a little muffled. But I heard you say that you want to see if anyone comes through. Have you called before?
Yes, I did speak to you.
Oh, okay.
I did speak to you. Yes.
Yeah, I thought I felt your energy before.
Yeah, so much happened since last week. I did speak to you.
All right. All right. This is a weird question. Did someone get hurt recently, or?
Yes. Yes. And I heard from that person today, yes.
Okay, good. I don't know. Did it have anything to do with a car?
No. I had an aunt that fell and she had to end up getting hip surgery. I guess she fractured or broke her hip. But I do have a brother that drives. I don't know if he's been in an accident or something.
Oh, no. I'm not saying it's going to happen. I felt someone got hurt. And then the first thing I saw after that was a car, but that might have nothing to do with it.
It could all be, right. Because I think they're trying to, people have been trying to reach me or speak to me this week. I know it's something up, they're just not coming out and telling me.
Okay.
So I don't know. I really don't know.
That's okay. All right. Let's see who comes through. All right.
You see someone in the past getting hurt with the car or future?
Not future. All right.
I do have a brother that drives for a living, but I don't necessarily speak to him on a regular basis. But he speaks with other people.
Okay. Yeah, like I said, I saw it like it happened already, so I don't worry about something happening in the future.
Yeah.
All right. You're not from the South, are you?
No, but I've been in the South. I spent some time in the South.
Okay. Do you know someone who passed who grew up in the South?
I'm sorry, I have a son that lives in the South.
No, I'm talking about someone that passed away. Because I have a younger lady, I would say, and she's young. I would say 40s, maybe 50s, and she has a southern accent.
I had a cousin in the South who died in a car accident, but this was a while ago.
Oh.
She moved to the South. And she died in the car accident.
Then that's probably where I got the car accident from, because she's standing next to me.
Yeah, she died a couple of weeks after she actually moved there.
Okay. Was she a very fun person, the way she's talking and, you know, she's all about, like, having fun and going out and stuff like that?
Yes, she used to, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she never grew up. That's what she said.
Yeah, right. She was a pleasant person, yeah.
All right, let's see. All right, hold on.
But, you know, it definitely wasn't a car, the person who got hurt, because I was told yesterday that my nephew had a seizure the other day. And
okay.
My brother's concerned about him driving. You know, a lot is just always going on with the kids, and you know, I get everybody's problems, but my problems is always like on the back burner in their mind. So I don't know. I would have to go back and think about it later or come to me later. I don't know. Because he obviously, I think he got hurt in the seizure, but he wasn't in the car. He was in bed. But the cousin, it could be the cousin situation as well. I don't know.
I think it's the cousin. I'm talking about the car. Because, you know, like you said, she died in a car accident. She's telling me... She went out like Daisy Duke. So, yeah, I think it's her with the car.
And maybe she was going to a party. I don't know. Daisy Duke. They used to wear shorts called Daisy Duke.
All right. Let's see. All right. All right. Come on, you have to tell me something specific. All right. Okay. Sorry, she's a talker, but she doesn't talk about much. All right. Oh, were you close with her? Because you kind of feel like you're a little distant.
Yeah, I was a little distant from her, but she used to live. I'm closer to her sister. I actually spoke to her sister this week as well. Just
okay.
Cousin. Like, but there's a difference in our age. And, I mean, you said, like, I'm the one that's more of a talker. She's kind of quiet, but she did go out a lot. And she went out a lot.
Well, that's,
as she was going out a lot, I wasn't going out. Like, with, she's a little older than I. And we had, like, different friends.
Yeah. All right. All right. Now, you said she has a sister, right? Because she's talking about giving your sister a message.
Okay. Okay.
Right. All right. All right. If you talk to her sister, just tell her she thanks her for the roses, and she's been sending roses to her. So if she sees random roses around, like, in her garden or just coming out in weird places, that's her sister. All right. All right. All right, hold on one second. I'm sorry. Okay. So I'm also getting someone else. That's what I'm trying to get right now, because she's mostly here just for her sister, although she says, you know, you guys were on a different wavelength.
Yeah, that's
all right. One message I'm getting for you is they want you to be a little more positive, because they're telling me you're always kind of looking for something to happen, or you kind of feel stuck in where you are right now.
Yes, that's good.
Yeah. All right. I have an older gentleman here. He says, the world took a beating on you, but you're still kicking and you're still going strong.
Don't know why.
All right. I hate when they give me just random, like, words. Do you like apricots? I have the weirdest thing ever. Just to get that.
Yeah, I love apricots. Don't get them often, but I love them. Love apricots. And
like I said, it was just the word apricots. She needs to eat more apricots. Enjoy life. Wow. Okay. All right. Baby. All right. I don't know. Would this be your father? Because he called you his baby.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Somebody passed by the house, the window open.
Oh, no problem. All right. Yeah, he says you're still his baby. And, wow. Okay. Yeah, I mean, he's talking about just you're surrounding yourself with negativity, and start looking up instead of just sitting in the house and everything like that. Get out, whether it be to get your nails done or just something for yourself. I'm just going to say it. Do you have a lot of, like, knickknacks or little statues around your house? I don't know if they're, like, porcelain stuff or...
Yeah.
Because he's laughing. He goes, why do you need all that?
I don't need it. I don't need it. To be honest, in his house, my mother was a collector. I mean, I collect angels and stuff, but my mother was a collector, and everyone was... Those knickknacks really had a lot of people envious of my mother. Oh, my God. And most of the ones that she had, they're not necessarily my preference, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of them are packed away. I mean, I got a lot of clutter I'm trying to get through paperwork. But.
Yeah. But according to him, each one kind of had a meaning for her. But it's okay to get rid of them. They're useless. Yeah. Right. What do you call those little they're like little statues of babies? I don't know if they're what you call them.
Curio. Like little figurines.
Yeah, like baby figurines and everything like that.
Yeah, my mother loved them. I mean, I have my own little figurines that I like. But my mother had a lot. And
yeah,
only the ones that speak to me would I keep.
Yeah, no, he says, you know, at least keep one because that will remind you that you're always going to be his baby.
My figurines that I have, I mean, I'm not trying to get rid of them. I'm not to the extent of my mother. But
no, that's fine. Yeah. No, he's not making fun. He's just, he likes to tell stuff that you know he's watching. Yeah.
It's trying to understand.
Okay. I'd love to talk more, but I have to get to the next caller, but you could definitely reach out to me if you want more.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. You have a great night. Hi, how are you tonight?
Hi, John. This is Mary. I'm calling from Florida. And I was listening last week. I didn't get to talk to you. And at the beginning of the show, you were talking about a tall lady, kind of southern, with kind of flat gray hair. And I kind of got the feeling that was my paternal grandmother that stepped in. It sounded very much like a description of her. And I don't know her or not. And I just want to mention that because you said that she was standing there and she was very tall and slender, and that described her pretty good.
Okay. Let's see if I can get her back.
Okay.
While I'm getting her, do you have an ability as well? Do you get premonitions and stuff like that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because when you first called in, I kind of felt it. It was like,
yeah. It runs in my family, my mother's side.
Okay. That makes sense. Have you wanted to expand on it?
I have been, not recently because of COVID, but I belong to metaphysical circles for many years, and then the church kind of changed hands, and I left before they closed, actually, but I was quite involved in it for a long time.
Yeah, that's it's wonderful. All right, I think I have her here.
She's a character.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Have you ever heard her?
No, I haven't.
You ever get that ringing in your ear?
Sometimes.
Yeah, not, that's her trying to talk.
I've never had a message from her.
No, no. What
she
I'm
really
saying is that that ringing in your ear is your her trying to talk to you. You just, I guess, need to open up more to hear it.
Okay.
She goes, I've been trying to contact her.
Okay.
All right. All right. Let's see. Now, is this her side of the family that had the ability?
No. No, it was on my mother's side. Not to my knowledge. I didn't know that the family too much on the paternal side.
I gotcha. Because according to her, they...
What is it?
Yeah. According to her, they had a little bit of it, but it was kind of shunned.
Yeah, I could believe that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They wouldn't
yeah.
be open.
So they really didn't, you know, go into it at all because it was looked down upon.
Right. I get it.
Aw. All right. She goes, look at that. You got the gift from both sides. You're blessed.
Now, on my mother's side, all the women were psychic on that side.
Yeah.
My mother, my aunt, my cousin, and maybe further
yeah.
down the line.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a question. Just recently, I had tried to go online and apply for some help with housing, and... The website didn't open up to a specific day and a specific time. If you went earlier, you'd be shut out. And to my surprise, when the first time I entered, it said 700 people were already ahead of me, which was kind of strange to me because no one was supposed to have access to it. And I waited about a half an hour, and they said I was transferred to another website to complete the application, and then I never was able to sign up. I'm just wondering if you got any hits on that, what happened, why I never actually got on there at all.
Okay. Now, what is this for again?
I was trying to get a voucher for housing where if you get that specific thing and there's only 200 made available, then you get help with your rent and you can also take
oh,
that
okay.
and go somewhere else if you want to or apply it to your current rent. And it rarely opens up. It hasn't been open for 5 years. So once I got the word about it,
yeah.
I was right there, you know, and I tried to go on an hour early. It just wouldn't take anything. So, as I said, I was very puzzled why 700 people were already in line ahead of me, and I had to wait another half hour till all of that was entered. I never got through, and I did call the people that were sponsoring it, and I never got a call back or any explanation about what happened.
Huh. Okay. Let's see. I have to laugh because when you first started talking about this, the woman next to me goes, she's trying to talk to me all the time. I'm here, and she doesn't talk to me.
Well, I was more close to my family, my mother's family rather than
of
my
course.
Father's family. I mean, she was very good to me, but she just wasn't a real affectionate grandmother. It was all on my
yeah.
mother's side. You know, she was more reserved.
I gotcha.
That's why
oh
I was
my
surprised
gosh.
He came in.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she was laughing. All right, let's... All right. All right. Let me see what I can get with that. I'm seeing a lot of stuff around you, too. Now, you wouldn't know who actually got it, right?
What is that?
You wouldn't be aware of who got the help with the rent.
Well, there was 200 people that were selected
right.
from whatever was there, 700 plus, and I would have no knowledge of that.
Right, exactly.
It's all done behind the scenes, and, you know, it rarely opens. It's very unusual, and it just happened to show up on Facebook, and I said, this is the perfect opportunity, and I was all prepared. And I thought at least I would get an application in. But
right, exactly.
When it was my turn, it didn't happen. It didn't say it was closed. It didn't say we received the number. It just switched me over, and I couldn't apply. I was really upset thinking I didn't even get my application in.
Right, I gotcha. All right. I have an older man here. He's a little bit overweight. Like he has a stomach. Gray hair, short. All right. Okay. The first thing he says is apparently there was like a glitch with the whole system. It wasn't just you.
Okay.
But,
so what
yeah,
would happen
like,
then? Would they have to come out and say something didn't go right or we have to do it over? Is there any possible chance that this didn't turn out right?
Right. I guess he's an old-timer because he goes, I tell people never trust the internet, never trust computers.
Yeah, well, if it's one of my past relatives, that could have been because I don't think they were around for that.
Yeah. Huh. All right. Well, apparently there was a problem. You're not the only person that had the problem getting the application in. But apparently there is going to be another opportunity coming up. You said this doesn't happen very often, though, right?
I think the last time was over 5 years ago for this specific one. I've actually qualified last year for something which turned out to be not what I thought it was when I went to look at it. And I declined that, and I asked if that would apply to this, but they said, no, this is something different. This is a different, this gives you more flexibility on where you want to go, where the other one didn't.
I got you. All right. Apparently, there is going to be another opportunity. I don't know if it's this exact one or maybe it's a different type of thing.
Uh-huh.
But he said, and that one's going to be meant for you. This one wasn't.
Really?
Yeah.
Is this going to be like a specific place where you would have to go to receive the benefit, or would it be something else?
Let's see.
All right, I'm trying to get that answer, but do you live in the Northeast U.S.?
I'm in the South. I'm in Florida. I'm the East Coast.
Oh. That's weird. Are there cardinals there?
There used to be a couple years ago, and they seem to have disappeared in my area. I think they've gone in different areas, but where I live, I hardly ever see them anymore.
Well, because that's weird, because he says we're going to be sending you cardinals, and I didn't know if that meant, you know, actual cardinals.
Huh.
He goes, that we'll send you cardinals to let you know that we're still with you and watching out for you.
Oh, good. I used to see them all the time. I would recognize their call, and when I looked out, sure enough, they would be out there.
Okay. Yeah, so keep an eye out for that. They're going to be sending you signs, because... they're telling me you kind of feel left out lately.
Yeah. Kind of missing the boat.
All right.
I'm trying to improve my financial situation one way or another.
Yeah.
It hasn't happened. I just wonder if that's going to be getting better.
I gotcha. I don't know what that means. He's saying there's going to be something available with, like, I don't know if it's the county or the town board.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, this was sponsored by the city. It was city specific, but it was also county involved. So it could be both.
Okay. All right, then maybe there's another one, because he's telling me that's where it's going to come from.
Okay, well, I'll keep looking. I think that's a possibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Also, I have a friend, former neighbor, who was quite ill and had to go back north with her family. And I'm just wondering if you see her coming back to this area anytime soon. Or I haven't heard from her in the last couple of weeks, and I'm wondering if she's well enough to travel, what if she changed her mind, what's going to happen.
Okay. That was weird. I don't know if her name has a G in it, or she's...
not her first name. I don't think so. She goes by a couple, her former name or married name. She's got a couple names there. I don't know.
Okay.
She.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, she was naming someone named, like, Gladys, and I'm not good with names, that's why.
No.
So let's see. Apparently she's okay, but she needs some time to be with her family right now. Is I guess she's
been with them about 6 months or more, and her birthday is this weekend. I was just wondering if maybe she was going to do a surprise thing and show up or not, because she didn't get back from my last email. I wondered what happened.
Okay. Yeah, apparently she's okay, but her family, I guess, is helping her. I don't know if maybe she's
they
still
need to.
Sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She really, in reality, she is better off with her family right now. because of her
Yeah,
health.
Well, that's exactly what they're saying, that she needs, you know, to be with them right now.
Yeah, that makes sense. But at some point in time, do you see her returning, or?
Let's see. I don't know. I'm not seeing it, but that does scared me that the show's going to stop. I don't see it happening, but it doesn't mean that it won't. But
okay.
I have to tell you what I see, yeah.
Okay. Good. All right.
All right.
Anything else you pick up before I close?
Okay. Apparently your energy, are you very good at planting, like flowers and stuff?
Well, I have some plants, but right now I don't have the room, really, the garden area that I used to have, but I like to have plants around me.
Yeah, well, they're saying your energy, it works with them, so you should do that.
My mother did a lot. You're probably picking up on her energy. My mother was planting all the time. And so was my aunt.
Yeah, but they're saying you have it in you too. Yeah.
You could be picking up on my aunt. She did a whole garden around her home. It was unbelievable. So beautiful.
I apologize, but I do want to close this show. We're saying I will be back next Tuesday.
Thank you very much, John.
No, you can stay online.
Information. And you stay safe. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Good night now.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, I messed that up, but... I don't know if anyone could still hear me because I did run out of time. But if you can, I am available over the phone, by internet. We could chat over the internet, video. Or if you're near me, we can get together. My number is 516-400-6423. Or email me at Sean, Shaun, TannenBaum@gmail.com. Thank you and have a wonderful night.